家好，我做个自我介绍吧，我是陈迪轩，大家也可以叫我可以这个声音应该可以，大家可以叫我的英文名字，我叫 Tracy， 谢谢。
Greetings to you, brother and sister. My name is Tracy. Tracy.
我今天想做一个我的受洗的见证。
And today I want to give a testimony about my baptism.
很高兴有机会和大家分享我信主以及受洗的经历。我觉得是主召唤我来到这里，遇见他，是主为我打开了通往羊圈的门，让我这个迷失的羊回到了羊圈，在圣灵，让圣灵在我的心里住下来。
I'm so glad that I have this opportunity to share my journey that I come to believe in the Lord and be baptized in Him. And I know that it is the Lord that had called me here and have this encounter with Him. And also it is the Lord that opened the gate to the sheep pen for me, and that I, a lost sheep, now had come home.And my heart is the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
今年三月中旬的一个周末，正好是孩子们的春假。我姐姐让我去一个景色美丽的地方游玩。于是呢，我就和她的朋友们一起来到了距离堪萨斯两个半小时的一个山谷里。那里有一个湖，景色确实很优美。基督工人中心就在这个湖边。
And the past March, there's a weekend that happens to be the spring break for the children, and my sister took me to a field trip, and I went with her and her friends to a valley that's about 2.5 hours away from Kansas City, and surrounded by a beautiful lake, and we know that's where Christian Witness Center is.
这次春季福音营邀请了那个袁晓牧师和刘本恩牧师来做讲师。我来到美国也有几个月了，之前我姐姐送了一本圣经给我，让我有时间的时候就多看看，而且我也时常在周末的时候来到这里听讲解圣经。我希望更多的去了解圣经的话语，所以呢，姐姐让我去福音营听讲道，我还是很愿意的。尤其是在福音营听了袁晓牧师的讲解，真的收获非常大。
So this year, they invited Pastor Yuan Xiao and Pastor Liu Benen to be the speaker for the springtime gospel camp. So I came to the U.S. a couple months ago, and that time my sister.Gave a copy of Bible to me, and she asked that if I have time, read the Bible. And I also often come to the church on Sunday service to hear the preaching about the Bible. So I really have the desire to know more about what is being said in the Bible. So I'm actually very happy that my sister took me to this gospel camp so that I can learn more. And I really benefited a lot from the pastor's preaching there.
这一次福音营去了很多基督徒，还有其中包括25位福音朋友。福音朋友大部分都是年轻人，很多是 KU 的大学生，留学生，也有从纽约来的福音朋友。他们都是高材生，他们因为学历高，都很有自己的主见，有自己的判断，不会轻易相信耶稣是真理，圣经是真理，他们都要看到真实的证据。
And other than me, there are 25 other seeker friends that went to the gospel camp, and most of them are young folks.And quite a few of them are from the University of Kansas, the college students, and also some are from New York. And they all have, they've been they all have higher educations, and they trust their own judgment and have their own thoughts. And they don't easily believe that the Bible is the truth and Jesus is the truth. They want to see solid proof.
尽管他们中间也有人知道，圣经里记载了1800多个预言，到现在已经有90%多的预言都实现了，但是他们很多人并不因此而相信主。我想呢，这是理科生吧，理科生讲究有证据，真实的东西，所以袁牧师的讲解就是从物理学、生物学，从进化论到人工智能，深入浅出的论证人不是进化来的，是神创造的，然后又举了很多方面的证据来论证圣经是真理，列举了非常多的证据。
Although many of us already know that in the Bible, over 1800 prophecy were recorded, and by now over 90% of the prophecy have been fulfilled. But most of us still don't believe in the Lord just because of that fact. I think that is the nature of those who study science. They are always looking for proof. They are always looking for something concrete. So Pastor Yuan, and he started from, his preaching covered many topics from physics, biology, the theory of evolution or artificial intelligence. And he used many simple things to explain the complicated spiritual matters. His conclusion is that humankind is not the product of some evolution, but we are the creation of God. And also he used many other materials to explain that Bible is the ultimate truth. And he did give a lot of proof that we're looking for.
因为袁牧师自己呢，就是理科生，他在北京读完大学的本科，来到美国继续深造。他告诉我们，他自己也是讲证据的，所以他自己去研究为什么圣经是真理。直到他确信上帝是真实存在的，然后他就去读了神学院，决定一生追随主，侍奉主，把自己献给主。
That's because Pastor Yuan himself, he studied science, and he finished his college in Beijing, and then he came to the United States to get higher education, and he explained that he himself was in that mode, looking for proof. So he spent a lot of time studying Bible to learn why Bible is the truth, to the point that he has enough to believe that, enough proof to believe that God is, living God really exists. And also then after a while, he went to the seminary and he started to offer himself to the service of the Lord, to follow the Lord all his life and to serve him.
我最记得那是周六的晚上，也就是3月12号的晚上，是袁牧师对全体学员的布道会《寻真之路》。白天的时候呢，我们已经听了袁牧师的就是讲道很好，所以晚上知道他来讲了，我就很高兴。那天呢，袁牧师说了几点让我感触很深，我想我会一辈子都记住的。
What I remember most is that Saturday evening on March 12th, and again it was Pastor Yuan preaching to the entire congregation for the evangelical meeting there, and the topic is the path to seek truth. Now during the day I was already impressed by what he shared, so I was very happy that he was the speaker for the evening. And that day, he shared so many things that really deeply touched me, and I think I'll remember those points all my life.
一是认识耶和华是智慧的开端。我知道我自己不是一个有智慧的人，那我当然想自己成为一个有智慧的人，所以我认识耶和华是我智慧的开端，这句话太好了。
And first, what I learned is the knowledge of the Lord marks the beginning of the wisdom. That I know that I am not a person with lots of wisdom, but I do want to become a person with wisdom. So when I realize that to know the Lord is going to lead me to the path of getting wisdom, I thought that was so wonderful.
二是，圣经是犹太人的历史。如果说圣经是编造的，是虚构的，就是否认犹太人的历史，这个肯定是不对的。就好像有人说中国2000多年的历史是假的，那肯定也是不正确的。历史是客观存在的，不能否认的。所以我相信上帝是存在的，因为我不能否认犹太人的历史。
Second, we learned that the Bible records the history of the Jewish people. If we're to say that Bible is just a fabricated story, that is to deny the entire history of the Jewish people. That definitely has no ground. Just like if somebody says that all the 2,000 years of history of China is fake, that is also incorrect conclusion. The historic facts are objective, and nobody can deny that. Therefore, for me, I can believe that God's existence is real, and because I cannot deny the history of the Jewish people.
三是耶稣是真理，圣经就是真理。我记得在那个约翰福音的那一章书14:6里面说，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里。当时听到这句话真的很震撼，因为耶稣就是道路，就是生命，就是真理。
Certainly we learn that Jesus is truth and the Bible is truth. From the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus proclaimed, I am the way, the truth and life. No one can come to the Father except through me. When I first heard this, it was such a shocking experience because Jesus declared that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
第四个就是寻找接受真理是需要勇气的。我记得他讲完后就问大家，是否有人感动愿意信主的，就请举起左手。我想当时一定是主给了我勇气，圣灵在我里面做工，让我举起手来。和我一起举手的还有两位福音朋友。
Lastly, we learned that to seek truth and to accept truth takes real courage. So when he finished his preaching, he asked if anyone was moved to trust in the Lord, to believe in the Lord, and then please raise your left hand. And at that moment, I thought it must be Lord that give me that courage. And the Holy Spirit worked in me to move me, raise my hand. And together with me, two other friends also raised their hand.
那两位福音朋友里面有一个只有20岁。当时我还问他，我说你多少岁啊？他说我20岁。然后我就很羡慕他，因为他可以很早的就信主了。那等到他40岁的时候，他就跟他说，就可以跟别人很自豪的说，你看我信主已经20年了。
So one of the two friends, he's so young, he was nearly 20 years old. I learned that because I asked him how old he is. And I was deeply touched because I know that at the age of 20, he put his trust in the Lord. So when he reaches 40, he can proudly say, I've been in the Lord for 20 years as a believer.
抱歉啊，这是我临时想起来的。其实这个受洗的见证是我在那个我们受浸的那个 room 的那个晚上，我跟他们说了一下。当时说的时候没有写，就是有点就觉得想到哪儿就说到哪儿，可能会有点那个，就思路不是很清晰。然后那天决定咱们说五一的时候可以跟大家说一下，然后就决定写出来。但写的时候呢，就 就可能会漏一点东西，所以就麻烦你了。
So that night I was so excited, but I know that I should write down this testimony so I can really remember what the Lord has done for the wonderful things that the Lord has done for me. So even today I know there are still so many things I didn't cover in my testimony, but those are the wonderful things that the Lord did in my life.
回到刚才继续刚才的话题啊。就当时我举手呢，就真的没有敢想，就是我原来想的是，就没有想过说我不敢这件事啊，就举手了，然后我就觉得有点不可思议，真的。更让我惊奇的是呢，就是牧师在最后做结束祷告的时候，我自己的身上发生了一件很神奇的事儿。牧师说，那我们现在开始做结束祷告。他开始说的时候，我当时就忽然觉得牧师好像是对我一个人说的，那个声音非常清晰，他说的话好像就在我耳边，很清晰的源源不断的流进了我的耳朵。我当时觉得这事情很神奇，真的太神奇。
Looking back, it was kind of incredible that I didn't hesitate, I didn't have any fear to raise my handAnd there's bigger surprise for me that when the pastor was giving the closing prayer, something miraculous happened to me. The pastor said, let's make the closing prayer. When he started to speak, I felt that he was just speaking to me. And he was like standing next to me, and every word of his just flowing so clearlyinto my ear. I thought that was so, it was such a miracle.
因为那里面的那个麦很小声，声音很小，我就感觉牧师他是那种娓娓道来的讲道，坐在后排的福音朋友呢，应该有时是会听不清楚的。所以当我决定信主的时候，牧师祷告的声音就会让我感觉很神奇，就是在我耳朵边耳朵里面这样子进来，非常清晰。我想呢，是主对我敞开了大门，引导我进去。
The reason is that that audio equipment has some technical issues. All the evening, I felt that the pastor is a soft speak with a softer tone. So I think most of us sit in the back of the room didn't hear his words very clearly.But right at the moment after I decided to commit myself and trust in the Lord, then the pastor's prayer's voice becomes so clear. That's why I felt that was a wonderful thing that the Lord did for me. He threw that door wide open and invited me in.
做觉知祷告的时候，我还和帮我做觉知祷告的传道人说，我说今天是3月12号。是中国的植树节，我今天种下了新的非常好的树种在我的心里。受洗完的时候，我心里也充满了快乐，因为我是一个新造的人了。
When I was making a prayer for my decision to follow the Lord, I told the preacher that was praying for me that today is March 12th, that is the Arbor Day in China.But I felt that that day, the Lord helped me, I planted a very good seed in my heart. So when I was baptized, I was filled with such great joy. I know that I am a new creation.
受洗后第二天我们还帮了那个就是新的决定做觉知祷告的福音朋友祈祷。当时呢我心里非常激动。真的是泪流满面，我想一定是圣灵来到我心里了。
And after my baptism, the second night, there were more seeker friends come to the Lord, coming to the Lord. And when we're praying for those people who made the decision the second night, I was so excited, I burst into tears. I know that the Holy Spirit dwells in my heart, and He is doing the work in my heart.
我信主后时常会想个事情， 就是主不远万里的召唤我来到这里，所以呢我在入海关入关的时候很顺利，我只用了几分钟，3-5分钟大概是，而且那个签证官他很好，他还引导我，就他担心我听不懂，然后他问的问题，比如说你带肉了吗或者什么，他就你闹，他就这样跟我说啊，然后啊真的我觉得就他就是主召唤我来到这里，让我认识他，听从他的话语，因为他觉得我是他的儿女。
And now I'm looking back, I know that the Lord has been guiding me all along. From 1,000 miles away, He caught me here. I remember when I was going through the customs, because I have language barrier, I was nervous, but the customs officer was so helpful, he even whispered the words I should say when he was asking me the question. So I know that the Lord has been helping me in all these things, and the custom office basically are telling our sister what to say, like the question should be and the answer should be no, so he's giving him hint.
最后呢，我想跟大家分享一句话，相信是福。当我们没有足够的智慧的时候，选择相信很多时候是会带给自己好运的，比如相信上帝就是最大的福气。
Lastly, I want to share with you that to believe is such a blessing, especially when we don't have the wisdom to make the right judgment. Choosing faith and trust in the Lord is going to bring us the blessing. And we know that believing in God is the greatest blessing that we can ever have.
最后面说一点，其实我的到这儿就结束了。今天很感谢大家。我觉得刚开始我上来的时候特别紧张，我还跟丽红在那说，哎呀，我说我不上去了，我好紧张，我觉得我都说不了了。然后我刚才说着说着我就很放松了，我觉得呢是主帮我，感谢主，谢谢大家。
I want to tell you that even before I come here to give the testimony, I was still nervous and almost gave up. But once I started, I know that the Lord's peace is in my heart. I felt such a calm that I can finish this testimony. So praise Him. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy, 姐妹帮我们做了美好的见证。
Thank God for the testimony that Sister Tracy just gave.
我在那一天3月12号的时候，我也在基督工人中心。
And I was there at the same place, Christian Witness Center, on March 12th.
那天下午是高荣德牧师的见证交通感恩聚会。
That Saturday afternoon, there was another meeting for the to get the
Pastor
Billy Cole's for his years of ministry, gives thanks that meeting the purpose was for that.
高荣德牧师是基督工人中心的创办者。
And we know that Pastor Cole is the founder of Christian Witness Center.
他 那天他还在。
And he was still with us that day.
但是是在网上。
And he was connected through internet.
见证感恩聚会是下午2点到4点。
And the meeting lasted from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
我们大概做完见证大概是4:30的时候。
When everybody finished to give thanks and testimony, it was like 4:30 in the afternoon.
我们聚完会要离开的时候， Tracy 忽然间跑到我的前面来说，高弟兄，你也来了。
As we are ready to depart, and Tracy came to greet me and said, "Oh, I'm glad to see you here, Brother Cale."
我也非常的诧异，就是他那天他也去参加这个福音营。
And I was a little surprised that she was there for the gospel then, camp.
我第一次见到 Tracy 的时候是在这个教会，他跟他姐姐还有他的侄儿，是吧？
And I first met Tracy here in the church, and she was with her sister and her nephew.
然后在周一晚上的盼望小组，他都有参加。
And she joined us every time on Monday that Hope Group Bible Study online.
但是那个常常影像没有出来，所以我不晓得这个名字 Tracy.
But you know, in the online meeting, we don't always turn the camera on. So I remember the name better than the face.
感谢主，他今天做了美好的见证。
Praise the Lord, her testimony is beautiful.
好像主就在他耳朵跟他说话。
She said that it's like the Lord is speaking next to her ear.
我想我们信主的经历应该也是这样，神亲自跟我们说话。
For those of us who are believers, we should have the same experience that the Lord indeed speaks to us.
那天晚上凌晨的时候，高荣德牧师他就被主接回去了。
That Saturday by midnight time, the Lord took Pastor Cole to be with him.
应该是已经过了凌晨，所以是应该是3月13号。
So that was after midnight. So technically speaking, it's Sunday.
让我想到圣经里面说到一句：“一粒麦子死了，就长出许多籽粒来。”
And as the Bible said, when a kernel died, it was buried in the ground and it produced many kernels.
今天我看到有一个籽粒在我们当中。
And again today, we saw that one of such kernel is among us.
我们要归荣耀给神。
Let's all give glory to God.
我们不要忘记传福音。
Let's not forget to tell others of the stories, good news.
这福音是很宝贵的。
And it's such a precious good news.
所以我们看到 Tracy, 他说他恨不得20岁的时候就接受主。
And Tracy just said he wished he could have believed 20 years ago.
我是19岁信主的。
I came to the Lord when I was 19.
我很感谢主。
I should give thanks.
是一个大学老师，他带我。
And I was in a college, a teacher led me to the Lord.
我也是很多在里面自己会有逻辑思考的。
And I'm also one of those person who really emphasize on logic and have a lot of my own thoughts.
直到主让我亲自经历了他。
Until that day, the Lord let me experience Him.
大概有一年半的时间以后。我才信得住。
And only after a year and a half, I made my decision.
感谢主 ，Tracy 他马上就做决定，马上就接受，我相信他马上就得福。
And praise the Lord that Tracy didn't wait that long, and so she got the Lord's blessing sooner than I did.
真的是，主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理。”生命，唯有借着他，我们能够到父神那里。
Exactly as the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我是在这边 reinforce 他今天的 testimony.
I hope what I said reinforces her testimony.
那天我应该再留久一点，就可以看到他晚上信主了。
I wish I stayed a little longer on that Saturday night. I could have witnessed.She coming to the Lord.
但是他礼拜一回来后，他做了美好见证在网上。
But I didn't have to wait long, because Monday night when we gathered for the group Bible study, she gave the testimony. She told us that she had believed.
周一晚上盼望小组还有好几位需要你们代祷。
Let's remember to pray for other seeker friends who participate our Monday night.Hope Group Bible Study.
希望他们听到福音这个种子都能够长出。
And let's pray that all these seeds in their heart will produce the fruit of the gospel.
就像树可以长起来。
Just like a tree can grow up out of a seed.
中国的植树节是三月十二号。
So the Arbor Day for China is March 12th.
美国的植树节是在前天。
Here in the U.S., the Arbor Day was observed the day before, the day before yesterday.
29, yeah.
April 29th.
我们归荣耀点主。
Let's all give glory to God.
Amen.好久没站上这讲台上，这次呢，好像又是神的催促我，要我在这里再做一次见证。我今天就讲这么事。我们的我和我妻子住进那个老年公寓以后，刚住进老年公寓。就在那个时候，侯牧师张弟兄就在那里开始办了一个查经班。我就讲关于查经班的一些事情。我刚开始的时候只有一个人，两三个人，有时候是一个人，所以但是我们坚持下来了。我们这个时间是查经班的开始日期是2017年5月23号，到现在已经5年多了。这个查经班呢，在不断的成长壮大，原来是两三个人，现在已经我们的一般都是14个人，就上个礼拜已经到快到20个人了，所以我们都很高兴。我这里就讲几件我们查经班的一些趣事吧。第一个是呢，我们一个老年的朋友，他不是基督徒，但他对查经很积极，他每次都来。后来在那个新冠病毒刚开始的时候，19年的时候，我到他家去，我才知道他不但参加我们查经班，而且每年的上半年下半年都给我们教会奉献，一次50，一年是100，这谁也不知道。就那天他突然跟我讲了，所以我很感动。他不是基督徒，但他还爱神爱教会，我很感动。但是他呢，是就刚新冠病毒开始的时候，突然一天，我去了他家的第三天，他住院了，住院不到10天去世了。但是我们以为这是新冠病毒，其实他家里人说不是，他说是肝炎肝癌。这个人呢有89岁，这么大岁数，他在的晚年，他有这么一个这种事情，是对我们来讲非常感动，所以我们都想去看他，到医院去看他，或者是他埋葬在哪，我们想到坟地去看他，但是不行，谁也不知道他住哪个医院，谁也不知道他怎么埋在哪，都不知道。就是那个非常时期吧。第二个事情，我们还有一个老人，他是基督徒，他来过这里，经常来这里。 他也89岁了。他为我们这个查经班呢，做了很大的奉献。一有难处，他挺身而出。你比如说，我们在前两年吧，我们大家提议说，是不是能开一个新年春节茶会？他就所有，他马上第一个人站出来，我道歉。所以那个茶会所有的开销都他一人拿。这人会拉筋骨，所以我们平时说这个长寿哈，这个过去是太极拳呐、锻炼是排第一位，现在是唱歌唱戏是健康长寿排第一位。所以他这个对我们老年公益，这种他这个会拉筋对我们有相当很好的帮助。所以我们他在他家成立了一个那个叫学唱京剧班。过去我是一窍不通，这两年我学会了，也学会了几首京剧，还能唱。所以说这个老人对我们来讲是乐于奉献，就是说他这种看到我们这个基督徒的这种精神神的所在。所以很可惜他在就是去年也去世了。第三个事情呢，我讲到我的我爱人，我老伴儿，他到这个老年公寓以后啊，有很多这个不行动不便，年纪大了，其中有一户就是两口都快90岁了。他的那个女的老伴人是，那男的是一个老师吧，女的是一个歌唱家，是吧？他是周小燕的徒弟，不能行动，两个人都在屋里，一年四季他都关在屋里不出来的，也不是不说，他就这么习惯。窗户闭着，什么功能就在一直很少出来，他从来不出来。就是每个礼拜他的孩子会这个带他到外头吃一顿中餐，每个礼拜去一次，就这么个时间。后来我爱人呢，他我们那个公益有每个礼拜五都有免费的面包，他就把这个每个礼拜就拿面包就给他带一份，一直坚持了这么多年。所以这种事不是说就是我老伴有，还有其他人有。最近有一个，我们前几年来了一户是台湾的，他是一个什么一个大学的一个教授吧，副教授。学什么学，反正与烹调有关的吧，与营养有关的。他现在也在，他是基督徒，他也没有人教他，也没有人说什么，他就是，你比如我们现在有几个老人都男的，是吧？80多岁，是属弟兄，他经常也来过。很难的，行动很不便，但他呢，他是学这个专业的，所以他会做很多面食，连那个台湾的叫那个香蕉叫什么？那叫香蕉，台湾叫什么？不是，他是那个馅儿。不是我们做那个买饼干里头有东西，台湾那个馅儿叫什么馅儿？凤梨那个做那个馅儿非常好吃。他做的东西他不是他自己，是他每次做了就送给那些
南里这个公益蓝图就老鼠他们这样的，每日送去，这个爱心只有基督徒能做到，别人做不到，而不是一次两次，经常的，是吧？他做好了就跟他们送去。所以我讲的基督的伟大，精神的伟大就在这，他奉献不讲什么，什么东西，什么也不讲，我就是奉献。所以这样举动对当时做公益的美国人都有影响。刚开始我老伴儿去拿面包的时候要拿两份，为什么？他给八楼的那个他老胡就不能动的老胡啊，要给他们拿。最后那个他有管理人员，他就说他中国人出去就拿，以后就一份一看我们去了就指着弯就是弯。后来我还有一次就跟他们交流一下，他我们这不是拿两份，是我们这里有很多不能动的中国人帮他们送去。哎，后来就说通了，以后我一去他就你可以拿两份，他就告诉你可以拿两份，就是他也感染他们，他也不怎么对我们对他们这么讲究了，是吧？所以神是对我们啊非常非常的有用的。最后我就谈一下关于何牧师。何牧师这个查经班是何牧师和张弟兄，开始还有谁啊？还有那个还有吴思乐也去了，后来他就不去了。办着办着的时候啊，后来他找到我们那几个人，后来我们就两三个人，我们三个人都很一致的。我说既然这么关心我们，我说我们三个人一定要支持，一定要每次都要去，不去的话呢是就对他们就不是个支持。何公司对我们这些人呢，他突然就这么去世了。六十七岁，是吧？你看不出他有毛病，也不看不出什么问题，比我们年轻多了。像我们这80多岁老头，跟他一比，但是比他老，但是他就这么年轻就去世了，所以我们所有的人都感到非常非常的难过，是吧？因为他是代表神，他是来拯救我们的，来帮助我们，让我们这些老人们过得幸福，过得安康。所以他组织了这么查经班。他这个查经班呢，他是做了很多很多事情，是吧？你比如说他去带我们去旅游，去了好几次，就参观了这个说堪萨斯城的一些名胜古迹。我们不知道堪萨斯城还有这么好地方，看艺术馆这么好地方都不知道，还到了这个米苏里那个叫 City Walk， 那个我们以前去过就是买菜啊，是吧？那个是叫什么叫越南的那个中国店，不是现在中国店，那个最古老的中国店，那是我们刚来的时候。但是我们会发现里面还有一个地下室，地下室里头有一个很大的展览馆，那个展览馆是这个卖票的，要交钱，我们都是交钱的，是门票挺贵的，30块钱多。里面是这个堪萨斯城的发展，过去现在，哎，看了我们的房子，他带我们去。还带了一些工厂参观，做那个花的那个去参观，所以他给我们做了很多的事。每次我们他把我们要我们说要学点中文，他就给我们办中文学习班， 学也是英文，英文班，办了很多，反正就是后来这些老人，你说的他这么大岁数要学英语是好难的，后来一看教不下去了，教了也不会，所以他就后来没教了。但是教了有一个多月，他还给我们那个这个过节是吧，圣诞节啊、元旦做一些那个春联呐、啊，什么那个春花呀，他这个他都会做，都给我们，他买纸给我们，所以我们门口贴的有的这个小的对联都是他给做发的，是吧？这个，所以他对我们这个老人啊非常非常的关心，所以他死了真是非常非常可惜。所以后来我们张主任说叫我们怎么对他怎么的叫做哀悼呢？后来我们大家都每个人都奋力拿了一个明信片，里面都装了钱，有的装的很多的，100、200的装给他。后来他的爱人也给我们回了帖子，写了用英文写了好多叫做感谢的话。所以这个我讲这件事就是说，就神与我们同在，是吧？这个差距吧5年了，我讲的5年很不容易的，那个2、3个人到10几个人，现在快到20个人了，所以我也感到很奇怪，怎么就那么说，如果坚持1天2天行，1个月2个月行，你坚持5年那真不容易，所以我感到很幸运，能够在这个查经班里，能够和这些老人们基督徒不是基督徒的这牧老友在一起，大家都很快乐，都愿意去。对，有的迟到他都要请假的，没有这个制度，谁我们来这里谁说还请假没有？但是那个时候那个查经班会请假的，不是我就给我老伴请假，到时候我今天有什么事还不来呢？就很遵，就像小学生一样的遵守的教训。所以我想起圣经中的一句话，就是这个以赛亚书吧，以赛亚书3-10节吧，但有这个，我想想这个说怎么说的啊？你不要害怕，因为你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。你不要惊慌，因为我是你的神，我必帮助你，我必坚固你，我必用公义的右手扶持你。所以我们处处都有神在。完了。
Brother shared on how the Bible study group in Santa Fe senior apartment, that what he experienced, what he learned. And it was started on May 20, in 2017, on May 23rd. It's been 5 years. And the group was started by Pastor Gary, Brother Lewu, and Brother Andrew. And at first, it was only about 3 people, maybe. But it never stopped. What's amazing is this Bible study, they were able to hold Bible study every week for all these years. And also, lately, we have seen that they have seen that the group has grown to average 14 to 15 people, and last week even 20 people joined them for the Bible study. And God is really working there, also showing the participants God's love and teach them how to love each other. So one of the seeker friends, he was in his 80s, and he actually had the liver cancer, but he never told anyone. But he just faithfully joined a Bible study, and he was not a believer, but he was moved to make offering to the church. And sadly, he passed away in when the pandemic started. Not from the COVID, though. And there was another couple, I mean, sorry, there was another, this one, there was another person, this, he is a Christian, and he is always eager to help. There was one New Year, there was a New Year celebration, and this brother, he was willing to pay the cost for the for the food and everything for the celebration, for the New Year celebration. And he welcomes people to his apartment and to learn how to sing the traditional Chinese opera. But this elder brother also passed away in 2021. As for the older folks, their mobility is always not good. There was a couple they were both in their 90s. They couldn't really get out of the apartment much. And so our brother and his wife, they share with them this free bread that was distributed to the apartments every week. And they share it with them every week. And initially, after a while, the apartment administrator thinks that they're taking too much because they're taking more than one family's share. After learning that they're actually bringing that to the to families that really have bad mobility and could not come to get them, then they're very happy to let them take those extra share. And And this is a witness that there's the Christian love among the brothers and sisters. And lastly, our brother shared that Pastor Gary, how he has poured his love to these older brothers and sisters. So not only he came to host a Bible study group every week, 5 years, not missing once, and also he took them to these museums and parks that these senior folks don't even know that exist in around Kansas City, and he even tried to teach them English. So the Bible study group members are all very grateful, and they expressed their thanks to Pastor Gary when they learned the shocking news that Pastor Gary passed away in this last winter. Overall, our brothers sharing that he couldn't believe that this Bible study has lasted for 5 years with no stop every week, and God is showing his love and teach the older brothers and sisters how to love each other. And he shared that is the Bible verse that is really depicting this. That is from Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. It says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." It is God Himself that are sustaining our elder brothers and sisters all these years. Chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10.
我想还债都一定要来还的。呀，我要讲，我也是那个子弟，我也是在美中受洗的，是高荣的牧师为我受浸的。 我还记得那已经是1985年，呀，那时候我也20几岁而已，对。我记得那个时候原来也是冯牧师都来查经班，等到我要决定要受洗的时候就没有牧师了，冯牧师带到了圣地亚哥吧， 还是到哪里，我已经忘掉。后来他们就找了，那是我第一次看到高荣的牧师，所以他就跟我谈一谈要受浸的事情。谈完后他就问我说，你还有问题吗？我就一想，有一个问题一定要问，我说我受浸以后会得到永生吧？结果他没有回答我，他说你洗完以后，受浸以后你就知道了。经过三十几年，我回想这个，还记得圣经怎么讲吗？认识你独一的真神和他所差派来的耶稣，这就是永生。经过三十几年了，我真的是了解，我们真的是得到那个生命。然后每次这么多年来想到你得到这个救恩，这么宝贵的生命，每一次我真的是献上感谢，而且很感谢，就是说在你年轻的时候你就得到了。然后我还讲到高荣的牧师的第二件事情，我在1995年得了癌症，那时候很年轻，那时候就30几岁，所以那个时候他们就把这个祷告为我这个姊妹来祷告，因为这个得了癌症的姊妹。那我就记得那时候他们也有姊妹把我这个需要祷告的事情就去跟高牧师讲，就是为这个得癌症。那时候我其实在 Kansas City， 他是在哥伦比亚，在那个 Missouri。 然后1996年，是不是还是97年，我们教会 Open House， 97对不对？你们知道 Open House 就是把教会打开来欢迎我们的邻居或什么人来，然后我们就要做一点点心来招待他们。所以那时候我也做了，我做的虾仁烧麦。然后来的时候高牧师也来了，然后他就说这个烧麦好吃。我一听，哎呦，这个烧麦还是赶快去多拿一点要给高牧师吃。所以我就拿到他前面说，高牧师，这个烧麦你喜欢，他是香港来的，所以表示我这烧麦做得不错。所以他吃了，那也就这样子。可是回家以后，我接到高牧师给我打的电话，他说，圆珠姊妹，你现在的病怎么样啊？我们都有为你祷告。你知道，就是说经过了这么一两年了，他说我们都还在为你祷告。我想说，我刚才不是把烧麦给你吃吗？你怎么不认得我？那我们当然要了解嘛。你知道高牧师他接触多少的学生，接触多少，他给他受浸的这个弟兄姐妹不知道多少，可能经过我想大概有10年了嘛，他就不断认得我。但是那时候我很受感动，我就觉得这个一人祷告的功效很大的。你经过这么1-2年，他还在为我这件事情祷告。所以这两件事情让我印象非常深刻，就是高牧师，我也是那一颗子粒。你知道我们基督徒真的是有祷告的权利，我们的主为我们祷告，我们的弟兄姐妹为我们祷告，我们也是自己祷告。所以你知道昨天我到了南边去很难得去的这个中国食品店，哎，我竟然看到了一些弟兄姐妹，我在这里没看到的。他们一看到我就问我说，李白怎么样？我就说李白在外面的车子里面。然后另外一个又碰到了，他说李白怎么样？我说李白在外面的车子里面。就今天我来到教会的时候，我碰到萧弟兄，我跟他打招呼说好久没见，他也问我李白怎么样，我说李白坐在那里。你知道李白弟兄这2-3年多少人为他祷告，真是一人的祷告很有功效。当然不要讲前面他得淋巴癌，然后做骨髓移植，那些那个我已经跟大家分享过。他今年1月2号他也得了 COVID， 100万人他贡献一个名额。他得 COVID 之前，我们都已经觉得我们都已经很好了，这个疫情都快要过去了，对不对？然后甚至那时候我们北区常常有活动的，那2天前我们还在一起，12月31号包饺子啊什么的， 我记得王国斌进来的时候戴着口罩，说不需要戴口罩，这个时候不需要了。结果两天后他就开始发烧了，发烧以后当然就是看了医生，医生就说 OK， 马上给他安排说要去做打抗体 antibodies， 那时候很少的，所以一联络的时候 KU 就说对不起，我们 run out of medicine， 我们没有药了。可是 North Kansas City Hospital 就是说我们有，你过来我们再找你，你过来我们给你打抗体，打了抗体，而且医生都给他又开抗生素什么的，你还没有得肺炎之前我们就给你 prevention， 很多事都做了，可是还是没有用，他就发烧了一个月，最后没办法，医生说你进医院吧。那进到医院，那进了医院到最后什么，进了 ICU。 那他在医院你知道我们都不能进去了，他就给我爸爸说我现在被送到 ICU 了，我好像那我的，因为他发到是一个 family， 我们一个家庭的一个群组，说儿子说怎么回事，妈妈你赶快 do something， 那我能怎么，我就打他的手机，他竟然还接了手机，就是那种喘不过气来，已经在接手机讲不出话来，就是那样子呼吸都不过来，然后就好像听到背景的音乐就是 一片吵杂，一护士就一弄就赶快要怎么样，我们说完了怎么会这个样子呢。但是在那个时候我们真是用了祷告的权利，你就是双膝跪下来就跟我们的主呼求，是不是我们的主也为我们祷告。然后他，我的儿子说妈妈你 do something， 你打电话给护士，你打电话给我，打给谁，你怎么打给 ICU， 是不是。然后他就写说他上了呼吸器，所以我第一个就发出祷告的请求，在北边发出祷告请求，王淼弟兄就帮我发出去，通力弟兄帮我发出去全教会的祷告的请求。结果你们知道吗，第二天他从 ICU 出来了，他跟我讲，当然那时候我还是没有见到他，他跟我讲，护士跟他讲说当天你进 ICU 了，还有一个人跟你进去，他当天就走了。他第二天出来了，被转到一般的病房去，所以第二天其实是礼拜天在聚会，我的儿子就一直跟我发，妈妈情况怎么样啊，你应该要怎么样啊，我说该聚会，我们已经交给神了，这么多弟兄姐妹都在为他祷告，该聚会就聚会，你放心好了，我们的神是掌权的神，有这么多的他听祷告的神。后来他出来了以后隔了几天他们也让我可以去看他了，说他没有传染性了。然后那个时候他就跟我讲说，医生说因为他的抗体太少了，我说为什么，因为他一直在做治疗，他在做免疫疗法，那种其实就有点像你在做化疗一样，像他那时在做化骨髓移植的时候，他做化疗的时候就是把他的，你如果越了解这些东西你真是感谢神，他创造我们的身体里面实在是很奇妙的，他就把他的白血球都已经杀到零了。所以为什么以前我们说骨髓移植人就要放在那个无菌室，有没有，好像他就不要受到任何的感染，所以那时候他们把他放在医院里面，就是让他在度过那一段好像他的免疫系统已经降到最低的。那就因为他在做这个免疫疗法我才了解，因为他们的数字出来我才看到我们身体里面的一些抗体，就是你的免疫系统里面抗体，他在做的时候因为做治疗的时候他们也是在杀他的这个东西，所以他的抗体就是被白血球那些被杀了，所以他抗体就很小很少。如果大家记得以前我跟大家分享过，我们的血小板正常是15万到40几万，那时候他2000不到，所以为什么出血，连头部都在出血，所以我们那时候不是在祷告吗，哎，他就恢复了，当也是医学上一些治疗就恢复了。所以现在一样，它的抗体就比如说里面有个抗体你正常应该是30几到300多，它就只能只有10几，所以你碰到感染的时候你没有这个东西去 抵抗这个 infection。 所以他那个时候医生就说他就是这么低，那没有办法，他没有办法，你看看。然后我们说不对啊，他也打了三针的 COVID 的 vaccine 啊，但是因为他没有这个白血球里面的那个免疫系统里面的 B cell， 所以他就也没办法产生抗体。所以等他打了这些 vaccine， 我们以为说哎呀好多的保护，他也没有。所以医生就说没办法，所以才会从得了 COVID 就一直一个月就是这样子。那医院也是用了各种的药，他用的抗生素用了七八种去帮助他，然后也幸好打了那个抗体也去帮助他，然后就这样度过了。所以这过程当中多少的弟兄姐妹的祷告，还有我们主的祷，为我们代祷。所以我就想到高牧师那个时候他也为我代祷，我们现在也常常在查经的时候我们也是都为弟兄姐妹代祷，他们也是，我们收到太多的 support。 所以那天礼拜三祷告会的时候，他们不说还要把礼拜说抗体增加的这个祷告方案，我说高弟兄你不要再放，你只要一放上去的话我就开始接电话，你可以从巴勒斯打来，你可以从加州打来，你从哪里打，人家就要问说李白怎么回事啦，对不对？我说他都在进步。等医生他们停止那个治疗，他的抗体就才慢慢恢复，这是我们的免疫系统。所以我就说真的是感谢神，还债，真的要谢谢大家，真的一人祷告很有功效，而且这个救恩真的是很宝贵，我们真有这样的权利可以到神的面前跟他倾心吐意，真的是在所有难处的时候，你真的就是到神的面前祷告，你跪下来祷告，神的平安就给你，神的医治也临到你身上。我从李白的身上看到这几年我们进出医院，我觉得真的是 amazing， 没有这个的话我们走不过来。你能想象你的血小板你正常15万到40几万，他2000不到，是因为那机器测不出来，所以他就跟你说你2000，实际上你2000不到，那应该都不可能的事情。就像他现在抗体，就说你是那么低，碰到这 COVID 怎么办？哎，也就这样过来了。所以医生说没问题，随着时间他的抗体会增加，所以我们也凭着信心坐在这里，虽然还是要戴口罩。咱感谢主，谢谢大家的祷告。
So our sister started by sharing that she is also one of those kernels produced from the sacrifice of Pastor Billy Goh. And that's because back in 1985, when she was ready to be baptized, Pastor Fong at the time moved to San Diego, so they were looking for a minister that can baptize her, and Pastor Carl was happened to be there, and so she met him for the first time, and they were talking about the baptism, the meaning of the baptism, all those other related truths. And our sister asked, Sister Yuanzhu asked a question, said, Pastor, am I going to receive eternal life after I'm baptized? And the Pastor Billy answered that, well, you will know only after you are baptized. I'm pretty sure you will know. And indeed, looking back, that our sister says that yes, just as the Bible says that in John chapter 17, verse 3, now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. If we know God and we know Jesus Christ, we put trust in Him, we can be sure we have eternal life. And Sister Yuanzhu also shared that she contracted cancer back in the early 1990s, and many brothers and sisters prayed for her healing, and she did recover, and she was healed. She was healed of the cancer. And but then later on in 1997, our church had an open house, basically welcome our neighbors and all the seeker friends to come visit our church. So that day, she made some refreshment. She was one of those who made refreshments. And Pastor Cole also happened to pass by, and he visited. He was there for the open house too. And Sister Yuanzhu made the shrimp shaomai. And since Pastor Cole was from Hong Kong, he ate some of that. He said it was so good. That was such a compliment because, you know, shaomai is a trademark food in Hong Kong. So our sister was felt very honored that he got that compliment from Pastor Cole. But later that evening, she got a phone call from Pastor Cole and said, "Sister Yuanzhu, we've been praying for you for your cancer. How are you doing?" And so she realized that, so Pastor Cole may not realize that that he actually ate the shaomai that our sister made. It's because he has met so many people, but not necessarily remember everybody's face. So the face to name match, it doesn't come easy for him. But nevertheless, the love he shared, the care he shared is so genuine. So that still touches our brother's, our sister's heart. Sister Andrew shared that another verse from James chapter 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." So not only Pastor Cole and many other brother and sister prayed for her that he was healed of the cancer, and also that many of us know that our brother Polly also went through many difficult times the last couple years. So they have given testimony on how his blood cancer was cured. For that, he did go through chemotherapy and immunotherapy, and all those treatment. There are some good. They're good, but there are some side effects. What happened is that it depleted his white blood cells greatly, to the point that it's not very. It's almost down to zero. So by the end of last year, everybody was kind of letting the guard down for the COVID situation. And so unexpectedly, our brother contracted COVID. And so because his immunity, even though that he has received three vaccination shots, as the reason we have already explained, his immunity is so low, so those vaccination did not produce enough antibodies, so he basically had no immunity. So, so after that, after he contracted COVID, it got bad pretty quickly, and he was admitted to the hospital, and So his fever lasted for months. Eventually, they admitted to his hospital. And the day they admitted hospital, he was admitted hospital. He was admitted directly to the ICU because by that time he already had such a difficulty in breathing, and it was very severe situation. And he was put on a ventilator. And so that day. Many brothers, Sister Yuanzhu requested, sent out the prayer request, and so many brothers and sisters responded by praying for our brother earnestly. And God listened to all those prayers. And the next day, our brother got a lot better, and it was out of ICU, back to the regular unit. But the nurse told our brother that he was in a very severe situation, because the same day, another person with a similar symptom didn't make it and passed away on the same day. So not only that, we know that that our sister shared that they had because the prayers of brother and sister, because God's peace in their heart, and they continue to join the worship service while brother's still in ICU, and they trust in the Lord, and so did all these other all these brothers and sisters praying for them. As we just read, the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective, and it's only by God's grace and the support of and the prayer support of brother and sister. Our sister shared that a brother was able to recover from such severe disease. Recently, when Brother Robert asked Sister Angel, should we put on the prayer list that our brothers, the good news is Brother Paul's white blood cells steadily increased now that the immunotherapies and all those therapies have completed. His body, by God's grace, is able to produce more and more antibodies, and so his immunity is coming back, gradually coming back to normal. That is good news. Our sister kind of joked that if we put on the prayer list, she is going to get so many phone calls from brothers and sisters everywhere, maybe Texas, Dallas, and everywhere, everywhere that they cared so much about them. But that is what we want to. What we're hearing is that God listens to our prayer, and He is faithful, and His hand sustains us even in the most difficult time. Let's remember that. Let's continue to pray for each other.
Okay.
在你里面我们就有安全，我们知道虽然我们在世界经过各样的各样的患难，但是我们知道在你里面我们可以得到安息，因为我们知道你在天上已经为我们准备了那美好的家乡，让我们在地上的时候遇到各样的困难， 但是我们心里面是充满喜乐，充满了那种安定，所以我们感谢你，因为在你里面我们有安息，虽然每次经过各样的手术，各样的看起来是很困难，但是我知道在你里面，你是与我们在，你会看过我们。 所以我心里面一直都充满了感恩，一直充满了平静。我知道弟兄姐妹们跟原珠在外面都是很感谢我，但是我知道我在你里面，我很平静。经过这两三年来，谢谢弟兄姐妹为我的祷告。 也感谢主在天上啊听的祷告，让我今天还能够站在这里，主我们感谢你，谢谢主，也愿主保佑带领各位弟兄姐妹，众弟兄姐妹一起啊走这条天路。今天啊，因为散会之后啊，所有弟兄姐妹也能在里面得到平安。我们感谢你，感谢你成为了我们的生命，感谢你成为了我们的生活，我们也感谢你愿意成为我们的荣耀。祷告来奉耶稣基督的
名，感谢主。好，下面我们是报告的时间。